Good morning, this is Hai Li. Today is May 24th, 2017. On a very heat debate on social media in China about a Chinese graduate student release an exaggerated speech, let's see China Daily's report on it. A Chinese student posts an apology on Sina Weibo, which is Chinese, similar to Chinese Facebook, on Monday after the speech she delivered at a graduation ceremony at the University of Maryland on Sunday in the United States went viral, triggering accusations of dishonesty and betrayal by some Chinese. In her speech, Yang Shuping started as saying that whenever anyone asked her why she came to study at the University of Maryland, she always replied, "Fresh air." The audience erupted in laughter. 5 years ago, as I stepped off the plane from China and left the terminal at Dallas Airport, I was ready to put on one of my 5 face masks. But when I took my first breath of American air, I put my mask away, she said. Yang went on to say that the air she breathed in the U.S. was so sweet and fresh and utterly luxurious. I grew up in the city of China where I had to wear a face mask every time I went outside, otherwise I might get sick, Yang said. Well, we know she's exaggerated. And to be honest, the sandstorm and the bad air pollution was in these 10 years, not in the early years. Like when I was a kid, the air is very fresh. The winter is normal. We are going to the phase of every industrial developing country would go through. And US, UK, or whatever developed countries are through that stage 100 years ago. And that now people are over criticizing on that part. I think it's also not fair to the economy development. Of course, who would not want to have fresh air, right? Anyway, she said her hometown was heavily polluted. Many Chinese students in the U.S. believe that some facts she cited in her speech were somewhat stretched. It was later revealed Yang is from Kunming in southern western China, Yunnan province, where air quality is better than most cities on average. So there is a student rebuttal. I also come from Kunming, which is famous for its good climate and weather. Zhang Jun, a PhD student at the University of Maryland, posted on his Facebook page on Sunday. Contrary to what she claimed, Kunming's air is near the top of most major cities in China. From my experience in the last few years, Kunming's air quality on average is at least as good as Washington, D.C. Some Chinese students also expressed disappointment in the way Yang characterized China in her remark. Northern Western University graduate student Zhang Lemon said China certainly has its problem, but a lot of them result from objective factors instead of sister values. They were 2,197 students from China at University of Maryland in 2016-17 academic year. Yang was one of the children to speak at the Common Ceremony. He Jiang, a doctoral student in biochemistry, became the first Chinese citizen to deliver a graduation speech at Harvard University in 2016. In his speech, which went viral and received extensive praise in China, he talked about importance of bringing advanced science and technology to underdeveloped areas such as rural village of China. Late on Monday, Yang posted an apology on her Sina Weibo account. I was just sharing my experience as an international student in the US with no intention to deny or belittle my country or my hometown. I'm sorry about what I did and will learn from the mistakes. The university response. The University of Maryland released a statement on Monday on its website saying it supports Yang's right to share her views. The university believes that to be an informed global citizen, it's critical to hear different viewpoints, to embrace diversities and demonstrate tolerance when faced with views with which we many disagree. Listening and respectfully engaging with those with whom we disagree are essential skills, both within university walls and beyond, the statement said. The Chinese Student and Scholar Associate of University of Maryland also made a statement on its Sina Weibo account on Monday, saying that Yang's speech only represents herself, as most Chinese students in Maryland are proud of China's great achievement, are also bothered by Yang's view. Thank you for listening.